Well, today we can see the devotees. Okay, we can't see the ones behind the screen, I know, but we can see the devotees. Last time it was very dark outside. Some are hiding behind also, but we can see everybody. We're in Chiang Mai, one corner where nature predominates. So you have questions, right?
Yes, we have a question from Ananda Moididi.
Yes, how may I serve? My question is, how may I serve?
Maharaj, I have just moved to Canada, and here we are in the French area where most of the Canadians are atheists. What advice can you give us to share in a positive and affectionate way?
Positive and affectionate. Well, prasadam distribution is affectionate and it is positive. And somehow to have Harinam Sankirtan. I don't know how. I mean, I really don't know how. You are in, as far as I know, quite a remote town. Excuse me, quite a remote town. And I know ourselves, when we go out with three devotees on Harinam Sankirtan, somehow it looks a little weak from outside. When you have 20 devotees and everyone's looking, when you've got three devotees, they're all a little puzzled what these three people doing chanting in the street. But somehow it is the challenge for us all to spread the holy name of the Lord. And prasad distribution will be a very good way to give some affectionate introduction to people. And try to see what kind of clubs or societies there are in the town. You see, we have been to many places where the yoga is very favorable, where there are many people doing yoga, and where you may be able to give some talk, or you may make friends with the people who run the place, or you may be able to be a guest just at the end of some of their yoga programs. Different ways to meet the favorable, you can think a generally favorable section of the community. But it is the modern age. Now we see everyone's using Facebook and VK and all these different things. And if you can make friends in your area through that medium, it is also good. And I don't know how they work. I'm not involved with that at all. But I'm told that we are the dinosaur generation when we think that the websites are what are important. It is the now all the social media. But it's also French speaking. So, a little French. J'ai oublié tout mon français. J'ai oublié tout. I've forgotten all my French. Almost all. Who has some good idea? You are all in this room. You are all active people in the preaching world. You're preaching in Russia, in China, some of you, in Thailand, in Abkhazia, in Ukraine. Who has a good idea here how to reach out to the French-speaking people of of Canada. Harry Ball. What? Sweet balls. Okay, there you are. Sweet balls. Prasadam sweet balls. But as we were mentioning last time, must offer all these things to Krishna. Really, we want to make for Krishna, offer to Krishna, and distribute Krishna's mercy. We don't just want to make something for the people, we want to make prasadam and distribute that to the people. As we were mentioning last time about the milk. Sweet balls, they are made of milk also. So everything we do must be Krishna-centered. But I'll keep thinking. Okay, Anandamoy Devarasi.
Okay, we have another question from Dananjaya Prabhu and Malini Didi.
Yes. Dandavat.
Yes, they're sending you their Dandavats as well, Maharaj. And the question is, can you please tell us about the Mahaprabhu deity in Navadvip that is now in located in Samadhi Mandir of Srila Sitar Maharaj? There is one story that one of the stories told that this deity was made of the tree that left the world after Guru Maharaj left the world.
No.
Is that true? No.
All I can say is I only know what I know, and I've never heard that in all the time I was there in Navadvip. And we were there all the way through that time. However, some of the door frame, the window frames, and maybe the windows and door also of Guru Maharaj's samadhi was made from the wood of that tree. But I can only say, I mean, I'm sure I would have heard if the deity was made from that wood. It is not the case. I'm sure it's not the case. But the deity is the deity which goes for Leela into Govinda Kund at the one or two times each year, goes out for boating pastimes in Govinda Kund. Chandan Yatra is one traditional time. And in Jagannath Puri, Jagannath goes out on boating pastimes during Chandan Yatra. It is regarded as the hottest time of the year, in Puri at least. It's regarded as a very hot time. And there's a great procession every evening from the Jagannath temple to which Sarova? Which Kund in Puri? Now we're going, I haven't been to Puri for a while, now we're going to go to Puri, if Jagannath allows, this year. So we shall do our homework, and I know exactly where the lake is. Narendra Sarova. Narendra Sarova. I know exactly where the lake is, but the name slipped my mind. And it is a very beautiful festival, and we can understand why Gurudev held and inaugurated that festival in Navadvip with Mahaprabhu going on a boat in Govinda Kund at that time, because in Puri every evening for some days during that Chandan Yatra, then there is this procession of various deities including Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in their other forms. They have other forms of Jagannath coming to the lake. Also Lakshmi Devi is coming, and various residents of the Jagannath temple, who I don't know who they all are, but I've seen that festival. And they come down with some singing and banging of gongs. They come part way, they rest, they come part of the way, and then they come into Narendra Sarova. And they come, and when they come in, there's a live singers and musicians are playing, dancers are dancing, It's like you read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not a video playing or loudspeakers with just some DVD or CD. And they're dancing, and Jagannath stops, the Lord stops to watch the dancing. Then after the dancing, he goes down and goes down into the lake, onto the boats, and there they have two boats side by side with the platform across the two boats, which I thought was a good idea because it makes it much more stable, it makes it like a catamaran. And then the deities are taken on there, and it is hot in the daytime, and then in the evening, this is maybe, I haven't been for a long time, and I can't say exactly, it's dark, it's 8 p.m., it's 9 p.m., something like that, the deities come out. And then they go out with the pole, the punting, around that Narendra Sarovar, the lake, and there are people seated all around the lake on the steps, and it's just a very gentle evening with the cool breeze, because it's night air. So it's not a cool breeze, but it's a pleasant evening air after the hot day. And there are people fanning the deities are going gently around, and the people all around the side. And when I saw that, then I understood, yes, this is where Gurudev got this, not the idea maybe, but this is the Chandan Yatra time, and that same Chandan Yatra in Nabadeep takes place with that deity of Mahaprabhu. Similar, it's not same. Same, but different. We are in Thailand. And originally, Gurudev was thinking that Mahaprabhu will stay in the Mandir in Govindakund. But Gurudev said that actually his body will not be suitable, because the deity body is made of wood and surrounded by water. It will not be suitable. And this way, Gurudev selected that permanently in our temple, in Govindakund, in that temple, that permanently there will be Giriraj. So Giriraj is here and Giriraj is there. So Giriraj is the permanent resident of the temple in the center of our Govindakund, and Mahaprabhu visits from time to time. And we've been on that boat with Gurudev and with Mahaprabhu different times, and very pleasant.
It is said that it is on the day of appearance of Jagannath. Is that true? This.
What is?
The boat. Snanayatra, it happens on the day of Jagannath appearance.
Chandanyatra, but it's going for several days. Is there a day that Jagannath appeared? We know that the king had this dream and the logs came to the ocean, but I don't know if there's a particular day. I don't know, maybe. But it's not one day. In Puri, it's not one day. And in Nabadeep also, it's a number of days. And can be one day going out and more than one day going out into the Kund. But in Puri, it's not one day. Is there an appearance day? I've never heard about it. And everything you read on the Google is not necessarily correct. Stick to Gurudev's books, Guru Maharaj's books, and Srila Prabhupada's books. You will be safe and sound there. That's your list. Yes?
We have another question.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Another question from Bogdan from Cherkasy in Ukraine. When parents don't like Krishna and put themselves and their greed in the center as their God, how should their son act? To leave them or to accept their evils? That's the way the question was asked.
The thing is, it's our parents. It's our parents, it's our seniors. And we should always give respect to our parents. They are the medium by which we've come to this world. And they have looked after us, and the mothers know with much pain and austerity, even before we're born, and what to speak of being born and then our first years, we are so much indebted to our parents. And I don't know how old you are, but however old we are, we must always keep that honor for our parents, for the position of the parents. Whether or not they are perfectly behaved, that is another matter. But especially as children, I mean, child is one thing and grown up is a little bit of a different thing. But we want to only see the good that our parents have done for us. And that doesn't only apply to parents. I mean, we can think of Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj. We have seen how he tries to see, in fact, he really only sees, but he tries to get us all to see only the good in others. And Guru Maharaj made the point of that if we look for fault or chew the faults in others, we are thinking about the fault. It's like chewing that fault. And that will come to us. But if we consider, chew the good that is in others, that good will come to us. And Guru Maharaj said this is especially true in the case of Vaishnavas. Especially that is the case. And the reality is that everybody here has got some fault. Sorry for those of you who think you're perfect. But if we didn't have fault, we would not be in this world. This is the place for the faulty persons. We are trying to come from faulty to the fully dedicated perfect land. So in other words, everybody has fault. If we're going to be like the paparazzi or something, looking for the fault, they're watching somebody all the time to find some slip up and then take the photo and show some nasty thing on the internet and news and everything. If we are going to look at the fault of others, we can find fault. You're in the right place. You're in the material world. But don't forget, you're in the material world too. So others, also there is some fault in you. But we shall always try look to see the good of others, the good in others. Maybe it is 95% fault and 5% good. But the 5% good we will see, and not the fault. Not the 95% fault. And I didn't do my homework the other day. There is one devotee in particular Gurudev was praising. And Gurudev was praising this devotee so much, saying how his nature, he now passed away, and it was on his disappearance time. And Gurudev was praising that devotee so much in different ways, but one very strong honor he was giving to that devotee was, he never saw the faults in others. I thought it was Ajita Krishna Brahmachari, but I did a mini search and it didn't come up. So anyway, Ajita Krishna Brahmachari, an Indian devotee, a devotee in India who died suddenly one day. Suddenly means he fell from a tree and died instantly. And he fell from a tree picking fruits, collecting fruits for the deities in the time of Guru Maharaj. But Gurudev said about that devotee, that he said, we all have faults, and living in an ashram, you are also living in an ashram, living in an ashram, then it's so easy to notice the faults in others. But Gurudev said, that devotee, he did not notice anybody's fault. Even he did not notice my fault. He is saying in this way, this is Gurudev's humility. So we know what we're meant to do. So it's not just, oh, we're meant to do that. We want to try very much to do that. And the other thing is, when we can live our life like that, we will find everything becomes very much enriched, because family, our real family, which is the Vaishnava family, then our family we'll see as all good. So we won't see the fault in anybody else except one person. We'll see the fault in ourself. This is Gurudev very much stressing this. And he, in all his humility, he is saying, that is my religion. He says, my religion is to see my fault and correct that, not to see the fault in others. And there is a letter, I think it is in that big Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur book, that coffee table book that Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj helped to prepare. In there is a letter, I'm pretty sure it's there, where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was replying to a devotee who had written to him, communicated to him about some wrong behavior in one of the devotees in another matter, wherever they were. Because remember, he had 64 temples around India, principally. And somebody was giving some news, oh, such and such who's here in this temple, his behavior is like this, you should know this, you know, should be aware of this. And Srila Sarasvati Thakur replied to him something along the lines of that, why are you seeing the fault in that devotee? What service is it for you to see that fault? I am the acharya. I have to see the fault in the disciple and correct it. But I do not wish for anybody else to have to do such a dirty, unpleasant job. Your duty, what savor have you got? What savor is there in seeing the fault in somebody else? And he's saying, I wouldn't wish anybody else to have to notice the fault in others. But I have to, because I am the acharya and I have to correct the situation. That's Sarasvati Thakur. So he does not want us, Guru Maharaj does not want us, and Gurudev does not want us. None of them want us to be finding or even noticing the fault in others. So in a similar way, we can think that a son to his parents, then maybe eating meat, maybe doing this, maybe doing that, but maybe doing that, but they're your parents. You're not going to dismiss them. You cannot trade in your parents for new parents. That's the parents that brought you to the world. And the scripture also says we should give honor to our parents. So we will see their good qualities, how they've protected us, how they've looked after us, how they've given us affection, etc. And what benefit is there in seeing their other qualities? But it depends on the age of the son, of course. At some times in our life, we have to make decisions of what association we will keep. And if we can keep association of the devotees, this will be most helpful. But not to disrespect our parents. humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. Hot. Humility. H for humility. O for offering honor to others. And T for tolerance. Hot. H-O-T. So this applies everywhere, not only with devotees. And we think, oh, they're not devotees. Today, we were watching some video from Italy, from our devotees in Italy. And you see, there, the one father, Raghunandan Prabhu in Italy, his son comes to join the temple and comes to take initiation. And the father, not happy about this and very suspicious. So he comes, and so after some time, then Gurudev comes to Italy, came to Italy, to the Vila Govinda ashram. And then the father, who is not in favor, and you know, it is the regular world, is probably not following the diet, etc. We can't say that because I don't know, but the classic case of the father is not in favor and resisting to the son. But when he came to Gurudev, he expressed, and he tells a story, you know, with so much heart. He says that, but when I came, and I came full of suspicion and not in favor and everything, I was going, you know, not in the humble mood to find out, but I'm going a little suspicious. But when I saw Gurudev, and I went into the room, and I saw Gurudev, and then I sat, and he made some contact with me. He said this wave of something which he'd never felt in his heart before came over him. And then, after a short time, he became a devotee, received initiation, chants Hare Krishna until this day, and until this day, such a sweet, gentle. And then he sold his house where he was, living some distance away, and now he's moved and he lives near to the ashram, the Vila Govinda ashram in Italy. So you do not know, maybe your father, the boy's father who's asking the question, maybe he's doing many wrong things. But Nityananda and Gauranga, they came for the fallen souls. So don't dishonor and dismiss the fallen souls. Nitai and Gauranga came for them. Not only them, we are in that them department. Very few of us were good boys and good girls from the time that we were born. We are in the fallen soul department. So we don't know who is who in this world. We will give honor, but we do know who is our mother and our father. And especially, we are going to give honor and deal in gentlemanly and polite ways with our parents. See only the good in everyone. Don't see the wrong in anybody. Even if it's obvious, don't notice it. Aspire to be like that devotee, Ajita Krishna Brahmachari, that Gurudev gave that so much praise. Did not see the fault in anybody. And also, he was always active. He was doing something. There's other qualities of him, but one quality he gave it like that. So please don't dismiss your parents. Only through affection, through introducing a little bit again, as we said about Mahaprasadam, let those friends and family who don't at the moment have any understanding why you have become a devotee, etc., somehow let them take some nice Mahaprasadam.
A lot of devotees, Maharaj, sending you their dandavats. Praneshwari Didi is sending you her humblest pranams from Florida, United States.
Okay, wow. Very happy to hear from you. My obeisances to you also.
Also, Jai Govinda Prabhu, he's sending his dandavat. Doesn't say where he's from.
I know where he's from. Jai Govinda Prabhu, an island. Probably from Vaikuntha, but he's just visiting Ireland for the time being.
Also, Sundar Gopal Prabhu from Italy.
Jai.
Rasyashwari Didi from Ivatin, Brazil.
Yes, Jai.
And Chaitanya Mai Didi.
Hare Krishna.
Doesn't say from where.
From Rome, from the Roman Empire. And Dhananjai Prabhu to you both, my humble obeisances.
And we have another question, if you don't mind. Should we associate with all the devotees, even if it means some austerity for you? Or should we try to communicate just with those who inspire us? How to get their mood? How to get the mood of the devotees that inspire us?
Well, through service. Association means service. Not that we're just going to sit and hear, or as Gurudev says, surrender and lie down. We're going to surrender, lie down, giving our obeisances, get up and then do something. What can I do? So those who we serve, not in a mood of business, to do something to get a return, but those who we serve, then naturally we will be getting some of the mood of those persons. And there are six processes of association with devotees. Offering prasadam, receiving prasadam. Offering gifts, receiving gifts. Revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially. So these are some processes, and Guru Maharaj explained, and it is there on the tapes also, Guru Maharaj explained that if we do those six forms of association with devotees, then we will get the qualification, the qualities of those devotees. If we do those with the materialistic people, we will get the qualities of the materialistic people. So we want to mix with the devotees and offer gifts, receive gifts, reveal our mind in confidence, inquire confidentially, offer prasadam and receive prasadam. So service is all in all. But the question said, should we associate with senior devotees even though there is some austerity?
Yes, we associate with devotees, with the devotees that inspire us, or with all the devotees, regardless of...
Okay, that? Well, allow yourself to be inspired by every devotee. Please allow yourself to be inspired by every devotee. And we've seen, really, every devotee has got some devotion. Why have they come to be a devotee? Why do they wear the neck beads? Why do they chant japa? Why do they subject themselves to sort of odd situations from, like we said just now, the mother and the father may not approve, the wife may not approve, husband may not approve. Society may think you're strange. Why that? Because they recognize something in Vaishnavism. So everybody's come with some good heart. So we want to get inspiration from all the Vaishnavas. But yes, we know that the best association is with three qualities. Many of you have heard this repeatedly too. The best association is if we can get the Vaishnava with three qualities. That they are on the same path as we are on, the same ideal, same goal, in other words, essentially our same family, the one umbrella of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math means the one umbrella of the teachings of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. So the same path, the same ideals that we've got. The second, that they are senior to us, means they have more experience on the path. So they know what to expect, they know how to cross some of the hurdles, some of the difficulties along the way. They have more experience in this way, so then with more experience they can help us. But number three is that they are well disposed towards us, that they are happy to help us, that they are our well-wisher in that way. Somebody may be on the same path and may be senior to us, but they may not particularly want to help us. Then we may serve them without disturbing them. But the best association is told with those three qualities in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. But we want to get inspiration from all devotees. And that's one thing I can also say, by going from room to room of Gurudev's temple around the world, means coming to the different ashrams and homes, temples, then really we see the devotees' hearts everywhere. They are calling out for the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, for the mercy of Nityananda, the mercy of Radhara and Krishna. The goal is there, and we can get encouragement from everyone, and everybody has some capacity that we don't have. We can learn from everyone, for sure. And we'll consider that everybody is senior to us. This will be very helpful. To think that we know so much, it is very dangerous. So sometimes I say, I'm very fortunate because I know there are lots of things I cannot answer. And so we are fortunate where we've got those devotees we can go to say, oh, what, by the way, what is the answer to this? What is, I mean, how to understand this and what does this mean, etc. When devotees ask us things, sometimes they say, oh, we have to go and do our homework because we don't know. So we're very happy that we've got devotees who we can share with. And from within the room, any questions? By the way, we're not in a room. We are in a... How long has it been like this? 2 months. 2 months? 3 months has been built like this. The last time I came here, Giriraj, was in the open air all around, and now just recently they've put up walls around and slightly reorganized the place. Giriraj is here. I don't know whether you can see him, but Giriraj is just beside me here, and then now on two sides here is completely open, and maybe you can hear the cicadas and the insects in the evening, and it is like Giriraj is used to. It's the open air, it is very sweet, very natural. And the kitchen, remade kitchen just nearby, a very organized area for prasadam distribution. Many devotees staying nearby. How many shoes out there today? If we divide the number of shoes by two, then we've got some idea. And how many motorcycles down the bottom there too? When we went out for a walk this afternoon, and so many motorcycles, the small motorbikes at the bottom. Many people, devotees. Chiang Mai is a very happy place. Any question from inside the room?
Maharaj, today in the morning we discussed Sharanagati.
We did.
And there are two aspects that are that seem to be similar. It is full self-surrender and accepting the Lord as the Lord. Like, I think that's embracing the will of the Lord.
Embracing the Lord's guardianship.
Yes. So these aspects seem to be similar. So can you please tell us about more about the difference between those two aspects of Sharanagati?
Okay, so there are this, it's, we're referring to the six limbs of surrender, which was accepting the favorable, things which are for devotion, rejecting the unfavorable, things which are unfavorable for devotion, one and two, then three, four, five. Confidence in the Lord's protection, embracing His guardianship, and full self-surrender. That's three, four, five. And then six is feeling oneself humble and lowly. So it's usually, and your question was also these three, confidence in the Lord's protection, embracing the Lord's guardianship, and full self-surrender. They, in a way, we think, we can think, oh, it's similar. But you think it, you have to be confident in the Lord's protection before you can really embrace His guardianship. If you're a young child and a distant relation comes or something, and your mummy, mother and father, they say, oh, go, here's your relative. He will look after you as you go out. Go and walk in the park with him. The young child may not be very confident in his protection because, oh, I don't know this person. No, I want to go with you, mommy. I want to go with you this way. So we have to have some confidence in the Lord's protection. When we're confident, then we can embrace His guardianship. Then we're worry-free. Embrace His guardianship is, I don't know whether it's the best wording, but this has been given. So once we're confident, then I'm worry-free. Now I've taken His guardianship and I'm feeling protected, etc. We are now under guardianship. I don't have to worry. I've got some shelter. So first we have to be confident in the Lord's protection. Then we have to embrace His guardianship. Not just, oh, I know there's somebody who can protect me, but I'm not going to be protected. I'm confident I can protect myself or something. So we have to embrace His guardianship. But being guardianed, being protected is one thing. But then fully surrendering to that person and understanding, oh, you're looking after me always. Now what can I do for you? Anything you ask, I'll do happily. So it's another step. It's another step. What can I do for you? Anything you say, I will do. And full self-surrender is anything you say, I will do. So that is the three divisions of the third, fourth, fifth in general, the list of the six limbs of Sharanagati. And really, if you want to know more, then the Sri Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam is your perfect source to go to. The brilliant book about the six limbs of surrender. Because the chapters are exactly entitled that. After the introduction of the book, then you go into the book, look at the chapter titles. Accepting the favorable. Then next, rejecting the unfavorable. Next, confidence in the Lord's protection. Next chapter, embracing the Lord's guardianship. The next chapter, full self-surrender. The next chapter, humility, being humble and tolerant. But there, and you see the examples that Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj has collected together, and also not only the examples from the scriptures, slokas, but a step-by-step increased understanding of what is a confidence in the Lord's protection, step-by-step from of the understanding, embracing the Lord's guardianship, and step-by-step full self-surrender. So Sri Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam is very helpful for us, but in a general way we can understand this difference, that there is a difference between being confident in the Lord's protection, embracing His guardianship, and full self-surrender. We can see, we can feel it. Hare Krishna. So what did we read this morning from Loving Search for the Lost Servant? One thing that we read this morning. Okay, very good. One thing that we read this morning. Yes, you were in the class listening.
That there is science, and science always needs some rational proofs for everything. But in the world, in the spiritual world, in the world of faith, there is no need of proof anymore.
Well, sort of we did. sort of along those lines. But what we are searching for, in our search, it is all based on faith, and who we are feeling we are searching for, everything there is of a higher quality, highest quality in all respects than we are. That is there. And then Guru Maharaj was saying about the scientists, they are searching how to exploit anything and how to be the master of things here. But the opposite is our search, and our search is based on faith. And actually faith was very much a theme this morning. And then Guru Maharaj in Loving Search for the Lost Servant says, and our faith, it also needs guidance. We need some guidance for our faith. Guru Maharaj used the word credulity, that our faith must be substantial faith, and not just that we just quickly accept anything. We must make a solid faith, not blind faith. At first it is not blind faith, it is very much substantial. We will see why. And for those of you who are watching, we read from the Loving Search for the Lost Servant, but we've been reading this day by day by day, and we are reading Loving Search for the Lost Servant, and before we read, we are reminding each other that throughout the day we will ask each other, what did we read this morning from Loving Search for the Lost Servant? So this way we can consciously, while we're reading, think, oh, I have to remember this today, I have to remember this today. And This way we are asking each other. They are also asking me, I am asking them. So please come to the morning program so we can ask more people throughout the day. But several of you here were in the morning program. Yes.
What is the most difficult in preaching?
What is the most difficult in preaching? Well, who has much more experience than me is Sripad Paramananda Prabhu. So we can ask him what is the most difficult in preaching. He was preaching in India from the Bombay Juhu Beach Temple, right? What?
Delhi.
Huh?
Delhi.
Oh, Delhi Temple. And what year was that?
94, 95.
Okay. Tell us some difficulty of preaching. Please. Humbly we ask, we come
the
to you.
The problem is, Maharaj, that I don't remember any difficulties in preaching. I remember that I was very happy to be engaged in preaching. So all my difficulties actually went away while I was preaching. And as soon as I would stop preaching, then the difficulties would come back. So I will be looking for more opportunities to preach again. So I don't know what to say to that question. But from a practical point of view, it's always yourself. You're the biggest difficulty. You have to overcome many of your bad qualities, your and desire to actually go out and do some service, do some preaching. But we always get some inspiration from our seniors at that time, from our gurus. They would always give us a lot of inspiration. And Swami Maharaj's talks would give us a lot of inspiration. In fact, most of the time when we would travel, we would just listen to Swami Maharaj and how he would inspire his inspirational talks about the importance of preaching, how Mahaprabhu stressed it, how he sent Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. That was actually the theme that inspired us the most. I really loved reading that story when Mahaprabhu, he sends Nityananda, and then Haridas Thakur is his assistant, and they're going preaching, Yaradeki Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh.
And Nityananda Prabhu running away.
Yes.
But Haridas Thakur can't keep up with him.
Yes.
Saying,
oh. And sometimes Haridas Thakur is fearful.
Yes.
He's approaching some scary people. But that gave us a lot of inspiration at that time. But yes, the most difficult was actually overcome your own anarthas. Even though I was never qualified, still I'm very unqualified for preaching. But it is something that is life-giving, so I'm doing it because, first of all, I'm feeling some responsibility and some affection to the devotees, and I'm very happy to be in their company, and I'm feeling that they are engaging me in service. And that gives me life, because really, besides that, like Srila Gurudev used to say, in his very half-humorous way, that they are living, no doubt, but dead. Dead, but still living, still some life in the bodies, but they are dead because they are not dedicating their life to Krishna. So I'm always remembering that. And how Srila Gurudev was happy hearing the news when his disciples were actually out and preaching, his followers were out and preaching and receiving the news of successful preaching and seeing new people coming. So when I see people coming, actually, and attending the talks, even though I cannot attract anyone, but I'm trying to present something I heard from my guru, from senior Vaishnavas, and that is attracting people. I'm trying to be as precise as possible in my presentation, so that actually draws their attention and steals their hearts. And for me, it's a miracle. So actually, I am inspired by that, so I'm preaching. You can say, I'm preaching, but actually I'm preaching to myself. I've been engaged in service. I'm very grateful to everyone who is coming.
Jai.
Any opportunity coming that I'm very happy and grateful. Otherwise, there is really no point. At least for me, there is no point in my life.
Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
But then you have to also know that by the grace of Madhusudan Maharaj, when he was, well, he's still very young, but when he was much younger than now, he went on his preaching tour in Malaysia. So all the temples and ashram and all the devotees in Malaysia, they met with Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat pretty much through the preaching activities of Madhusudan Maharaj.
And Dayada Gauranga Prabhu,
and
my
now
senior.
Now it is your turn to say something about preaching.
About preaching? Yeah, difficulties of preaching. Sometimes, it's not really difficulty, but sometimes we are very sad when people just don't get it. And they look like they should like get it, but they just don't get it. And then we think, what a shame. You know, like intelligent people, young people, energetic people, thoughtful people, but somehow the penny hasn't dropped, the coin didn't yet drop somewhere. But we are sad when we see people who look like they're close, but they don't quite catch it. But another thing is this, that our attempt to introduce people to Mahaprabhu, to Nityananda, to Gurudev, to Guru Maharaj, to our line. The attempt to introduce them to the holy name, to the Siddhanta, it will never be lost. We don't know what's going to happen to those people in the future. And many of us, if we ask the devotees, you know, when did you first meet a devotee? I mean, very often it's us. They were asking directions. Oh, I saw this and he had a tuft of hair. I wondered what he was. He was asking directions at the traffic lights and somewhere. They have some memory of meeting some devotees and helping some devotee in an apparently unrelated matter. But these little things, they are going to accumulate in others. So our attempt is never lost. Indeed, that is also true. And another example of we are not to do our activity expecting the fruit to come, expecting some result will come in that sense. The result is up to Krishna. But really, your point too is so valid, that how happy Gurudev was with the attempt to go to preach. I remember we were in Dum Dum Park, the old veranda, when Gurudev got news that Bhakti Lalita was in Alaska preaching. Then Gurudev said, that young girl, she's in Alaska preaching. Gurudev was amazed that she was in Alaska, because to most of us, Alaska is like really the end of the world.
Computer open, and he watches the reports, the photo reports from Russia. And one day I was there really early, and then there was this Gurudev, and he's looking at his computer, and he goes, come and see. And I came and I looked, and there was the photo of Sudarshan Prabhu, Vaishnava Maharaj, in Siberia, dressed in the Russian, almost like fars of Russia. And it was very cold, everything was covered in ice, and then he was smiling, and with so much affection in his voice, he said, look, this is our Sudarshan Prabhu, and he is preaching in Siberia. And you can feel how happy he was at that moment.
Yeah. And then, that time, Yudhamanya Prabhu preaching in China, and he was so happy with that. And Yudhamanya Prabhu was there in China simply by Gurudev's wish. Yudhamanya Prabhu asking to Gurudev, what do you want me to do? And then Gurudev trying to, asking him, like, what is suitable, this, that, and the other. And Yudhamanya Prabhu said, no, Gurudev, everything, whatever you ask, that is fine. That is what is suitable. And then he is in Chengdu, in China, first of all, and from Chengdu, then you see the whole of the Chinese devotees have come from that beginning part, from that preaching. And this was in the time of Gurudev, and Gurudev very happy with that.
And bringing the Chinese devotees.
And bringing the Chinese devotees, yeah.
And that was very easy for them to come, and they would get initiated, all of them.
And he also, with his computer, seeing the altar with the painting made
by Urmila.
By Urmila, still worshipped, I think, of Radha and Krishna. But preaching, the word preaching is a little kind of preachy. But to share to share the holy name, to share something that you have got, we have all got something, we are to share that with others. And this is the process. So wherever you get the opportunity to let others hear the name of Krishna, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gaura, somehow to give some little injection to anybody you meet, and be honest and tell sincere people why you wear the beads, why you do this, and tell them. No loss in that. And actually everything that's taking place here at this center, directly or indirectly, we also know, is meant for helping this distribution of the holy name. Nama Sankirtan. Chanting the glories of the holy name. And in one way or another, we know that everybody cannot be with a book or giving a class at to the students, etc., etc. There's so many different services are engaged, but we mustn't forget that it is all for distributing the holy name around. And this is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Tell everybody about Krishna. Whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. But with humility, with tolerance, with giving honor to others, remembering our gurus, and make our life successful. And actually, I brought today some recording, but we can hear another day. Guru Maharaj stressing always how important this human life is. Use this life very carefully. It is our very most suitable opportunity. Highest thing is available to us. We've all here got this connection with Gauranitai, with their wave coming through the Guru Parampara. We are connected like the electricity connection. We hear, we're not trying to convince ourselves, oh, we should take Harinam, we should chant Hare Krishna. But now we have to convince ourselves to stay strong and to steadily go on. To steadily go on the path as has been prescribed for us by our gurus, by our predecessors, those who've gone before us. So one thing for us all is actually from that question that came before. We all must to try very sincerely to see the good, only the good in others, and tolerate anything which is difficult to tolerate. What does tolerance mean? There's nothing to tolerate if we're comfortable. But if there's some scratching going on somewhere or something, then we've got something to tolerate. So we will... Gurudev also used to say that out of hot, he would put the tea first, the tolerance. So then we have to make it though. Tolerance, humility and offering honor. Anyhow, put the tolerance first. But the tolerance will come when we don't see the wrong in others. If we don't see that, then the tolerance part also will be minimized. We're not going to be stretched always. If we only see the good in others and not allow ourselves to even notice any fault in others, especially the devotees, this is going to be very helpful for us. And Mahaprabhu, we heard a couple of days ago, he stressed himself so much, that verse, Trinadapi sunichinatarorivasahishnuna amanina manadina kitanya hasarahrihi. And then he said, what did he say? Raise up your hands. Well, no, raising up my hands. I declare to you all, please listen. He's telling everyone, listen. Please string this shloka, this humility, this hot shloka, humility, offering honor and tolerance, string these beads, if you like, onto the thread of the holy name. Wear it around your neck for constant remembrance. And Gurudev saying, this is how we can always chant Hare Krishna. We have to have those qualities. This is what we need to do to be able to chant Hare Krishna. And part of the practical way of humility, offering honor and tolerance, is to only see the good in others. And there is good in everybody, especially the devotees. They won't be here if there is not good. And in the outside world, there may be good people. There are, you know, ethically good people. When you cannot talk anything about Guru, about Krishna, about Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we cannot talk about the holy name, then we understand they may have all kinds of qualities, but that essential part is missing. So all the devotees have that essential part first. Their devotional part is first. And any other feature, then that is a secondary thing. So this today can be our specific remembrance. And we've got our human life. Don't waste it in the garbage pit. The pigs are very happy in the garbage pit. The news reporters are very happy in the garbage pit. But we are not to take on that nature. We're to take on the nature of the sadhus, not the nature of those who are looking for the... We are not drain inspectors. We are not drain inspectors. This expression Gurudev is using. We are following in the footsteps of the sadhus. They're seeing the good. Not following in the footsteps of the drain inspector. All right, you've heard enough from me for one evening. To everybody around the world and everybody here, my obeisances. And maybe next time we can be a little less formal. We can be more together. I think with all your high-tech camera work and everything, you don't really need to have the formality so much. And then everybody can feel a little less separated. Oh, I can feel a little less separated. All right, so let us chant Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, and somebody else can please chant for us. You have heard my voice sufficiently. Who normally does not sing? Please sing for us Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. Please lead for us Hari Haraya. And we'll help you along any difficulty, but they give you the song book, and please you try the and this is very traditional in Navadeep, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, for all the morning and evening programs. They would end with Hari Haraya Nama Krishna.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Yeah.
Govinda Sundar Juki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Giriraj Govardhan Juki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokhok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Gorkishoras Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Satchitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Shrimati Talasi Devi Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai. All the assembled devotees Ki Jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. And Shri Pad Jai Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bimal Avadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.